I'm eating peanut M&M's.
Ooh, sounds tasty.
My mom gave me a big bag of them.
Nice.
Of peanut M&M's?
Yep.
That's his Christmas gift, Brian.
Hey, Greg, when I came home, I was watching the news, which I generally hate to do, but a lot of people watch news around here.
Uh-huh.
And there was a woman on from Amesbury, Massachusetts, talking about something that had happened there. What had happened there?
It snowed.
No, someone stole something. Someone ran into a house. Some sort of criminal activity happened in Amesbury. And everyone was like, that doesn't happen in Amesbury.
Wow.
Does that make any sense to you, Gregory? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do not. I'm here in L.A. now, though, so.
No, I know, but I figure you would.
Yeah, does anything ever happen in Amesbury? Anything bad?
Not typically. I mean, it's just usually weather-related dramas.
Gotcha. Like ice storms and people getting electrocuted.
Like huge natural disasters. Hmm. But not really. I mean, there's lots of drinking and violence. But, like, I don't know, Brian seems to be talking about something bigger. There's not usually news reporters reporting live from the streets of Amesbury, that's for sure.
You mean stuff like that's happening in L.A., like the 19 arsons?
Really?
Yeah. Who's typing? Brian, you can't type. I can see that you're the one making that noise because your meter is going crazy.
Shish. I'm looking up Amesbury breaking news.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're pounding on the walls, pounding the drums. No, the 19 arsons, Greg, that happened last night. Hollywood and West Hollywood. Dude, you got to pay attention.
No way. Robert, I don't watch the news at all.
I know, but do you even go to any, like, news websites at all?
No. What would the point be?
The point would be to learn that there were 19 arsons in Hollywood and West Hollywood.
Someone went off last night?
Yes. And suppose it was after another guy had been arrested for arson, like the night before, for 3 arsons. And so the police are like, well, I think we might have gotten the wrong guy.
Yep. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
so you might want to, I don't know where they all happened, but you may want to look because, you know, these are our neighborhoods, gentlemen.
Do you think that
so would come in like, 19 larsons?
Not like, larsons, arsons, arson, burning.
Jesus Christ, Gerard. Larsons, really, dude? Oh, you're a larcenist?
Yes.
Does that mean that you hate the family or the name Larson and you try to burn them all down? Isn't that what larceny is?
Yeah. No, well, larceny is something, but it's not arson. That's for sure. How about we record a show, guys? How about we record a show?
Oh, okay.
Brian. Okay.
Yeah, fine.
No, I don't need you to agree. I need you to start the show.
Brian,
recording.
Wait, where are you, Brian?
I'm in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Are you alone, or do we need to censor our conversation?
Oh, my God. No, first of all, you're in my headphones. You're in my ears, and I'm alone. I'm up in my brother's room. Doors are closed. I'm in a nice, quiet area of the home.
Nice.
You have full reign to speak your mind.
Great.
What's on it? Do you have something on it?
Do you know what's on my mind? Starting the show. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Please, for crying out loud.
Very good. Okay. Should all the acquaintance be for Badana be?
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the New Year's extravaganza here on The Shide Show.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, my God.
My name is Brad Gerard. I am alongside virtually by Gregory Hoyt.
Hello.
And Robert Scheid.
Heyo.
Yeah.
We are dialing in using the technology that technology gave us.
What?
What?
Yeah. Technology gave us technology. We're using it. Thank you, technology. Thank you for this gift of you.
Why do you sound like a robot suddenly?
Yep.
Because he is technology. That's why he's thanking himself.
probably when technology hears itself being mentioned, it kind of kicks in a little bit and starts making things a little weird.
You know, Greg, we missed you last week. We missed you.
I'm Greg. You did?
Mm-hmm.
When did you miss me?
When we recorded the show last week. We missed you.
You guys recorded a show without me?
Greg, yes, we did. It was the Christmas show.
What? Yeah. You recorded the Christmas show without me?
Yeah, Greg, we tried to get you on with us.
I remember that disaster, trying to get me on. I was back at my parents' house in Amesbury, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Amesbury, Massachusetts, by the way.
Hello! Holla!
Where nothing bad ever happens.
No doubt, kid.
That's not true. There's recent news. There's recent news in Amesbury, Massachusetts.
What's that?
That something went afoot.
What?
Something
what
went.
No, it's not something went afoot. Something was afoot.
Something went afoot. Ow! Oh, I just.
You just fall off your chair? What happened?
Oh, that hurt. Never mind.
I wish I could be there to see it.
Amesbury is a lovely town. I hope everyone has a chance to go visit and help.
So, Greg, apparently, while Amesbury is a wonderful town, the reception there is horrible.
Oh, man. My parents have the oldest computer on the planet, I think.
Is it crank start? You have to yell clear. You have to yell contact. Contact.
Exactly. And you crank it, and you have to get your arm out of the way, or it'll get torn off. I don't know what happened. We tried to connect via the technology, and I failed. But I didn't think you guys were going to continue on and do a show.
We had to.
I didn't
to.
Know there was a show.
Greg, we had to. We had to.
I didn't know.
Because
how
look,
was it?
We've been going. It was good. You should listen to it. We actually talked about you a little bit. But the thing is, yeah, we did. We did. I mean, we've been going strong here week by week without missing a single.
Greg, do you understand we have an audience to serve? Just because you can't be there doesn't mean that the show stops.
All right, I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I didn't say that.
But you inferred that.
You did not infer, but you implied it, yeah.
There was an inference.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right. That happened. Actually, if you listen to the show, there was a moment where I said, I am very glad that Greg's not here to hear this.
Oh really?
That did happen.
Yeah.
Because there was no one calling me out. There was no one stopping my rant.
But, you know, guys, we have pressing things to talk about.
What do we have to talk about?
This is the end of
what?
Of the world. This is the
end.
Oh,
my God, that's right.
This is the year that it happens. You're supposed to be taking this year,
Greg. I know. You know, I just got back to Los Angeles, back from Amesbury.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, I was thinking about that this morning. I'm like, what am I doing in L.A.? I thought I was going to not come back here.
You're supposed to
with my family.
Yeah, you're supposed to be out in the wilderness.
That's right. I was going to go to the cabin and just be watching it from the sidelines and write about it as it went down. But what I realized is two things. A, I'm not a writer. And I went to the cabin. And while it's really beautiful, it's incredibly boring. And I probably end up hanging myself within 8 hours upon my arrival. So both of those things don't make any sense. I won't be there for the end of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do I do? You know, I just
so
come
what
back
about
to
well then
to the
what
front
about
lines. Front lines.
What about just reporting from the front lines and take the year off, but almost like a staycation? You stay in L.A. but take a year off.
You know what? Well, I love that word, but at the same time, Greg has just admitted that he's not a writer.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
People really want me to be a writer. Do people want you guys to be a writer?
Yeah.
Oh, I get a lot of pressure for that.
But I actually did start writing.
I know you did. Are you any good?
Well, so far the response has been good. We'll see what happens with whether or not it's marketable.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to know what's wild is that when you guys talk, your icons light up and pulse like as if you're a robot on my screen.
Brian, the viewers don't care.
Yeah, this is not an advertisement for Skype, which, by the way, is free, so there's no need to advertise.
Oh, my God. Did you guys know that Oprah Winfrey sent me a leather-bound journal in the mail out of nowhere?
Let's talk about that because...
Oh, my God.
Okay, no, break it down. What happened?
Okay, here's the deal. It's... shit. It must be 2 weeks ago now that this went down. I come home. I was doing a painting job.
Uh-huh.
For those of you wonderful women who are listening that don't know, I, as well as being an incredibly accomplished actor and performer, I also...
And being very modest.
And very modest and humble. I also have a house painting and, like, just a painting business that's helped me to, like, keep afloat. I did throughout high school and college. Do they know that already?
Yeah, they did. They did.
All right, they know about that.
Well, ultimately, they don't care anyway, so get on with your story.
Okay, Brian, quickly. Jealousy, reigning, rein it in.
Jealousy and rage. So... I come home from a day of painting, and there's this package at my door, and I never get packages. I barely ever get any mail. Hint, hint. Those are the people that I love that are listening.
Right.
So there's this white package on the door, and I pick it up as I'm going in. Put it on the table.
Was it addressed to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's important. That's important.
Yeah, to Gregory Hoyt. And I look at that, but I don't look at anything else. I put it on my kitchen table and go and take a shower and I'm chilling and literally kind of come back to it about an hour later. I'm like, what is this thing? And I look at it and it says in the return address,
yeah.
Oprah Winfrey, something, something, Chicago, Illinois.
Wow.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Is this, wait a minute. What the hell? I was like, is this a joke?
Oh my God.
Brian playing a joke on me. And It's in one of those like puffy envelope things, so it doesn't get destroyed while it is shipped.
Mm-hmm.
I open this thing up, and there's this leather-bound journal inside that says Oprah Winfrey on the front cover.
Wow. Wow.
Nothing written in it, but I'm like, this is so scary. Hmm. How does she know where I live?
Yeah.
She knows, baby.
She listens to the show, Greg.
Oh, she must.
We all got them.
You got them?
I didn't get one. Well, no, I haven't actually been home for a while.
I haven't been home either. Maybe we did all get them. Maybe someone.
This was 2 weeks ago.
I've been gone. I've been gone since the 17th.
Oh. Me too.
Oh, my God. What if we all got them?
Oh, man. That would be super freaky.
Okay, now let me say something.
Hold on. You don't know, Greg. You don't know why you got this? You don't have any idea?
I have an idea.
What if... Because I don't know if you've noticed this, but Oprah actually has a new show coming on her own network, which is called, The Next Step or I don't even know what it is.
I'm going to save your life or something.
Well, it's no longer in the studio. It's out and about. Mm-hmm. And the promo has her, like, talking to starving children and walking across hot coals. So
sounds like a bummer.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be exciting. She sounded very excited.
Oprah decided not to do her studio show and to go out into the field and make it more of a documentary type series. I wonder where she got that idea. Wonder where that idea came from.
Are you hinting that the idea came from the switch that Carson Daly made?
She has her hand on the pulse, Robert. So I'm just saying, she clearly steals all her ideas, and yet again, this is an example of that.
Brian, are you typing right now?
No, I'm not typing.
No, he leaned forward for emphasis and unfortunately touched the laptop that he is in front of. But anyway, what if this is some sort of thing that Oprah's doing for a future show? She sends out these random journals and then ultimately will recontact those people and say, I want to know what you wrote in this journal. What was it like?
Oh.
So, Greg, what have you been writing in this journal?
I haven't written anything, but what I was thinking, I haven't written anything. I went home for 10 days and stopped everything.
Wow.
What I was thinking, though, is that maybe I should just write about how sexually attracted I am to Oprah Winfrey.
Every page, day by day.
Think of all the different ways.
If you really write about that over and over and over again, that might be considered larceny.
No. What?
No.
What? Larceny?
Not larceny, then.
It's okay.
It would be you would be stalking her, maybe. No,
Brian. I'm not outside her window talking about how sexually attracted I am to her.
But you will be at the moment where you start to recite it to her.
Dude, can you imagine if she called me on the show?
And then wanted you to read the book?
Dear Diary.
Uh-huh.
Today, I'm thinking about Oprah's chocolate collarbones. How sensual they would look were I to rub Vaseline all over them.
There you go. Do you think you could fill the book with You know, all these little...
Did you hear what I just said? That's one idea off the top of my head.
That was pretty quick, I guess.
That was quick.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Dear Diary, today I was thinking about Oprah sliding down a water slide at Canobie Lake Park in Massachusetts wearing a white one-piece bathing suit. That's all. Talk to you tomorrow. Love, Greg.
So, first of all, a couple questions. Number one, will you name it Diary? And number two, will you sign off formally each time?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just say Dear Oprah.
Yeah, it's better.
I was going to say, I have a recommendation. How about you just treat the diary as if you're writing her letters personally?
You should.
And it starts with Dear Oprah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
I think you need to do this, Greg, starting today.
Oh, man, that would be so good. I could get out a lot. I have a lot of feelings about her.
Every day you write a letter to Oprah. That diary is about – that is Dear Oprah.
You know, there was actually a really great book that came out. It was called Letters to Wendy. And it was a satirist who wrote this. He went in, and these were true things that he did. He would fill out a comment card to Wendy for Wendy's every day, or every time he went there, which was quite a bit apparently. And then he made a book out of them. But he would drop them off. But they were hilarious little comments. So, you know, while these aren't letters you'll ultimately send, maybe you could write it in a book form. And then either, number one, have it published, or number two, actually send it to Oprah and then have it published.
Oh, my God. That'd be so great.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
I think you should start effective. I say you start in the new year.
Okay.
What a better way to start than right
January
now.
January 1st.
Now, when does this new year start, man? I'm so tired of waiting for it. Everyone's talking about it so much.
Starts right now.
January 1st is when it
starts. No, it doesn't start right now, Brian. It's not the 1st right now. It's the 30th.
Well, people at home didn't know we were recording this on the 30th. Actually, this is going up on the 31st.
Oh,
so,
tomorrow?
Yes, it's going up tomorrow. I have some work ahead of me. And then I'll go, what?
You're always working, Robert. Always working.
Whose fault is that?
Fault?
Yes. Do either of you guys keep a journal? Did you ever?
Yeah, man. I have, like, not really journals.
Yeah.
But I have... like notebooks full of madness. If anyone ever read it, they'd probably throw me in an institution and throw away the key.
Well,
I wouldn't even get treatment.
You do things called daily pages, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, off and on. I haven't done it for a while, but I do. I have.
What about you, Brian?
Again, very, very sparingly. I do have a journal. I write in it, but literally, maybe five times a year. It's been my average. The idea of doing it every day intrigues me. I just don't do it. I would love to, and I should, and I think it's a good practice, and I think everyone should do it. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't have one either. I feel like I started a couple, you know, as a kid, always trying to, but I never stuck with it. It was hard.
Yeah. You know what it was always good for me was like gratitude. I would just sometimes write about what I was thankful for, or like list what I was thankful for.
Mm.
What are you thankful for right now, Greg?
Right now?
Yeah.
You know, I was home and I was thinking about that actually because we were doing a lot of like thankful prayers, my family and I, just kind of like, not prayers, toasts.
Uh-huh.
And just being like, I'm thankful for this and this, you know? And ultimately, I'm thankful for my health and my well-being. That's it. Like really, when it really comes down to it, that's it. Like I'm really... or not, that's it. I'm thankful for a ton. I'm super lucky and super thankful for a lot of things. But most of all, I'm thankful for my health and my peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you realize that peace of mind is the most important thing that anyone can have? I really think so. Because everything else is dog shit if you don't have your peace of mind.
Well, peace of mind is it hinges upon all the other factors. It hinges upon financial security, health, emotional stability. Peace of mind comes from all of that. So really to say that you have that, it says a lot.
Yeah.
It says a lot.
And it ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Because I have a pretty high level of madness that's typically self-imposed.
Mm.
But and I battle that on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
But overall, I have a pretty good peace of mind. Pretty good, you know, relatively. Like, I think it's all relative. I'm sure I definitely could have more peace of mind.
Yeah.
Always. But yeah.
Well, if you were out in a cabin for 48 hours, maybe that would give you the ultimate peace of mind.
Yeah, maybe you should just go out to a cabin and take Oprah's journal with you and just spend 365 days
writing love letters.
By the end, I'd be writing with my blood or feces. It'd be not. I would lose my mind quickly out there, boys. If you're not understanding, that would not give me my peace of mind. That would make me lose it.
Well, let's. We're gonna have to sign off here. But
that's
That's it. I know. This is the Happy New Year's episode. Brian,
anything, Brian?
Well, what? He did. He tried to once again make this a Thanksgiving episode, which he did last week as well. You'll have to listen to it.
I'm very thankful.
Stop it. This is Brian. Attitude. Stop. No, when this is not a Thanksgiving episode again.
Well, I didn't say much, though, because Greg was trying to steamroll and make up for the fact that he blew us off last week.
Dude,
that's fine.
All right.
It's cool. Right. Maybe in 2012, your New Year's resolution, Gregory, could be to really step into things a little bit more. Maybe commit to things a little bit.
Okay, let's sign off here, shall we?
Sure. No, you think so, Greg?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Per usual.
Par for the course.
Yeah. Parf of it. Nope. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, gentlemen, I'm sorry that I'm not staring at your faces, because that's typically how I like to do this show, but I appreciate you accepting me technologically.
Yes. Oh, God. Sign us off. Just please.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt.
Hello.
I am Brian Gerard. We are wishing you a very happy new year.
Happy new year.
Happy new year. Good work in 2012.
Yes, good. Have a good 2012. It may be the last. Ooh.